Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
Spiritual impartation. That word impartation is the Greek word metadidomi. And it means to give over or to share. Spiritual sharing or spiritual giving over. Any anointing you lack, somebody in the body of Christ has it. I believe that you will receive an unction you don't have. I know there are some people who believe that everything is by God. But if everything by God, why did God make man in his likeness, in his image, and say, let them have dominion? When God made man, his intention was to multiply himself. So that some of the things he can do, he has delegated unto man the power and the capacity to do same. One day the Apostle Paul wrote something to the Romans. Romans 1 from verse 9. He said, for God is my witness, whom I serve, and I love this one, with my spirit. Hey. So you can serve God with your body, you serve him with your mind, and you can also serve him with your spirit. That is why an unbeliever cannot serve God, because his spirit is dead. Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. That means when you are serving God and your serving of God is not connected to the gospel of the son, you are wasting your time. That is why all religions don't lead to one place. What some people have religion, some other people have the word of life. Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Oh, listen, this scripture is powerful. I make mention of you from a distance in my prayers always. But you see, this praying for you is not enough. I've been praying for you from a distance, from afar, in prison, in house, in my house, everywhere I pray for you, but it is not enough. Therefore, verse 10. Making request, if by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. I want to come to you because praying for you is good, but it is not enough. Some things in the spirit can be done from a distance, but other things, you need a personal presence to do it. So you see, I have been praying for you, but it is not enough. I must come physically. Verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. I long to see you. You see, I can pray for you to be blessed, but some other kind of blessing we have to see. It's not on the phone. It's not by letter. Some anointings don't go by email. Some anointings don't go by text. There are certain graces, certain anointings, certain impartations. Physical contact is important. I must see you with my eyes, and then there will be an impartation. That I may, and he didn't say that God may, that I may. God should give me a prosperous journey so that when I see you, I may impart. That means, you know what? I have the capacity to discharge this thing, release it or not to release it. But I like the thing Paul said. I long to see you that I may impart. Somebody saying, but is he not taking God out of the question? No, because he said, I have prayed that God will give me a prosperous journey to come to you. But when I have had the prosperous journey and I come, the willingness to lay hands on people, I have a say in it. Now, so he said, I desire to see you that I may what? Impart unto you some spiritual what? Gift. To the end that you may be what? Established. That means I know you are doing well, but if you must be perfected, you need some additional spiritual gift. And that gift can only come when I lay hands on you. Amen. My prayer is this. That when hands are laid on you, two things will be done. Number one, imperfections will be perfected. Yes. And number two, impossibilities will be made possible. Yes. We need the laying on of hands because of imperfections and impossibilities. I desire to impart unto you spiritual gifts to the end that you may be what? Established. That means when I give you that spiritual gift, you'll be established. Laying on of hands can change your destiny. I believe that. I know people who say, oh, it shouldn't change anything. If laying on of hands shouldn't change anything, then maybe teaching you the word should not change anything. There are many methods for the impartation of spiritual gifts. One of the methods of impartation of spiritual gifts is through a mantle. Like when the mantle of Elijah fell and Elisha took it and he received double portion, the spirit that was on Elijah. It was an impartation. When Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost, it was an impartation. But the commonest way of impartation in the Bible is the laying on of hands. Everybody say the laying on of hands. Come on, shout it. Shout it. Elijah told Elijah something. He said, if you see me, go. But how many seconds did he see him? Maybe 3 seconds. Boom, and the man was gone in the twinkling of an eye. But that sight of the man of God fly away, dissolve, melt, vanish into the skies. That brief encounter released an anointing. I pray that hands will not be laid on you in vain. Something will happen to you. If you can clap your hands, you receive it. Now, the laying on of hands is disappearing from the church. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God and of the doctrine of baptisms and of the laying on of hands and resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Verse number 3, and this we will do if God permit. Go back to verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ. So many people think that the things he's about to list are not important. Now watch this. He listed 6 things. Repentance from dead works, faith towards God, the doctrine of baptisms, the laying on of hands, eternal judgment, resurrection of the dead. 6. 6 things. And all these 6 are principles of the doctrine of Christ. He didn't tell us which one is an important doctrine and which one is not. So I want to assume that they have the same weight. Somebody said, but pastor, repentance from dead works, faith towards God, we still practice them. Repentance from dead works, we practice faith towards God, the doctrine of baptisms, then the laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Many people believe in all these doctrines. The only one they don't see as a doctrine is the laying on of hands. I want you to tell somebody, laying on of hands is a doctrine. And when the apostle said, leaving them, he does not mean discarding them. Because we have not discarded repentance from dead works. We haven't discarded faith towards God. We have not discarded the doctrine of baptisms. We have not discarded eternal life, eternal judgment. We have not discarded resurrection of the dead. So we cannot discard the laying on of hands. When he says therefore leaving, what he's saying is graduating from them. That means you must master it. Get it entrenched in your foundation and build upon it. That is what leading it means. Understand it, master it, get it in your foundation, and build on that foundation. But here is the case, ladies and gentlemen. We are struggling with fundamental things. You let the average Christian, you tell the average person sitting here that, tell us the difference between resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. The person will just stand there and look at you. Tell him, give us a difference between the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema, and the great white throne. The person will be looking at you. Tell the person to give us the kind of resurrections we are going to have. And the person will be like, resurrection. The fundamentals, the principles of the doctrine of Christ, we don't even understand them. We don't teach them in our churches. Today's generation of believers are lazy. The laying on of hands is a doctrine. Do you know that by laying hands, through laying on of hands, somebody can go to hell? I know you are like, pastor, Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, lay hands on no man suddenly, neither be a partaker of another man's sins. That means by laying hands on the wrong person, you can become a partaker of their sins. It's not everything you touch. You don't touch everything. And the reason why this doctrine becomes very important, and this means of imparting spiritual gifts and blessings is important, is this. Now, when you talk about impartation, what you mean is, it's a spiritual process by which spiritual virtue, spiritual blessing, and spiritual gifts are transferred from one person into another. That is what impartation is all about. From the days of old, they knew the importance of the laying on of hands. A man like Joseph understood it seriously. How did Joseph learn it? I believe he learned it from Abraham. Abraham passed it on to Isaac. Isaac passed it on to Jacob. And Jacob passed it on to Joseph. One day, Abraham was sending his servant to go and get a wife for his son Isaac. He told him, put your hand on my thigh. They know no hands. Even a handshake. When a madman shakes your hand, cha-cha. When the woman touched Jesus, virtue from Jesus healed her. Make casual shaking of hands. If accidentally you bump into somebody or collide with a person, may the person receive healing. Amen. I see you knock people by mistake and blind eyes are open and deaf ears are open because of the contact. Come on, clap your hands. So the man, this man Joseph, knew the importance of the laying on of hands. Genesis 48 verse 12. Now, Jacob is about to die. And Joseph brought them his sons. He brought them out from between his knees and bowed himself with his face to the earth towards his father. Verse 13. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and he brought them near unto him. Now watch this. Joseph believes in laying on of hands, but he even went further. He believed that the left hand is different from the right. You know, he took it to another level. Israel stretched out his hand, his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was his firstborn. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. Verse 18. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your right hand upon his head. And the verse number 19, his father refused and said, I know it my son. I know it. He also shall be a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Listen to this. Just the laying on of hands switch the birthright. From that day, birth certificate became nonsense. And today, as I lay hands on somebody, positions will change. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the laying on of hands, the tail shall become the head, and the head shall become the tail. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Listen, no master's degree here. Laying on of hands is changing birthright. Spiritual things. That they can lay hands on you like this, and by tomorrow, you have become the head of your family. Your education is important. Your age is important. Your exposure is important. But the hand that was laid on you is most important. May something change in your life. May something change in your life. May something change in your life. Laying on of hands changes. He said he too shall be great. But his younger brother shall be greater than he by virtue of the laying on of hands. He guided his hands wittingly. Crossed the hand. Mind you, by this time, this man Jacob couldn't see. His father Isaac could not see and gave the blessing to the wrong person. This one couldn't see, but he couldn't make a mistake. This is Jacob you are talking about. We have been to Sekura. Hey, Akwano, now on him said, you to me, we are blessing. Because we are blessing that. The man has stolen blessing before, and he knows that whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. So he knew that just as he deceived his father when the father was blind, he also will receive deception. So when Joseph was bringing, he said, Akwe menyano, onwushi, enti, right, left, oba na kwano. It displeased him. He tried to remove his hand. The thing the devil is trying to take is not your certificate or your degree. Or your exposure. What he's trying to take is the hand that is on your head. Sometimes when we are in churches and church closes, please, the message was powerful. And when you are going, you say, I've taken something. He may not know. The woman who touched the hem of the garment of Jesus, it was just a touch and virtue came. When you shake your pastor's hand, you go with something home. If you are depressed, just shake his hand. Man of God. Don't even ask for prayer. That it is well. Thank you for the message. And then you start going. You will realize that all of a sudden, something has happened to you. When Elisha was first being called by Elijah, Elijah was holding his mantle. He just touched Elisha with the mantle, continued moving, and Elisha started following him. Why? The mantle pulled him. May no touch ever be in vain in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on, scream an amen and praise God. There is no way you should lack an anointing. Blessing can come by just the laying on of hands. But my problem is that normally when people get blessed, they attribute it to education. I know you are educated, it's true. But where you are today is not educational. Jack, a man who is seeing a dear child. It cannot be education. It must be some extraterrestrial force. Something from beyond this world. I used to like the song we used to sing, power beyond the skies. I will set you free. This is some power beyond. That power, Mayo Kabahataya. Is the appearance of the presence that appeared to Solomon. And within 24 hours, he was the wisest man on earth. May you become the wisest man in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Within a few years, the guy is a mega millionaire. Multi. May you change from a pauper to a multi-millionaire by virtue of the anointing. If you can shout an amen, you receive it. Now, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit. Riches are not for men of understanding. Bread is not to the wise. Favor is not to men of skill. He crossed his hands. This one became the firstborn. Every year, I will advise you. Every year, look for somebody to lay hands on you. When you see some of the people walking, you may think it is only business connections. They understand spiritual principles. So Joseph knew that by the laying on of hands, there is impartation of blessing, finances, grace. Joshua became a wise man. Adia obi brehu. For years, you can receive it by shortcut. There was a man called Moses, mighty in words and deeds, and was learned in all the wisdom and the knowledge of the Egyptians. Grew up in Pharaoh's palace for many, many years. Went into exile, endured wilderness life for many, many years. Went through untold hardship and persecution. Finally, God carried him back into Egypt. He suffered many things through wilderness life. Was at a point disqualified from entering the promised land physically. When he had to get some other kind of wisdom and the word of God, God took him up to Mount Sinai, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights, hearing thunderings and lightnings and fire all over the place. The man went through all things to become what he was. He was wise, intelligent, anointed, and powerful. But he went through many, many things. Then one day, God had to stop him from going to the promised land. Somebody needed that amount of wisdom to take over from him. And instead of God making the person pass through everything Moses had passed through, God cut the process short and said, Moses, if only you can lay hands on Joshua, what you have gathered in 8 years, Joshua will receive it in 8 minutes. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and the verse number 9. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, not the letter of wisdom, but the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. The man was full of the spirit of wisdom because somebody had laid hands on him. Listen, laying on of hands can change not the content of your head, but the spirit of your head. Because sometimes you can have the letter of wisdom, but not the spirit of wisdom. May you receive the spirit of wisdom today. They laid hands on the man. He received the spirit of wisdom. Laid hands on him. They said, receive the spirit of wisdom. 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 And the man of God received the spirit of wisdom. They laid hands on him. He changed. You have been failing that examination every year. Today, when hands are laid on you, it will change. You will move into becoming a first-class student. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you can release your faith today and add a shout to that faith, something will happen to you. Moses received the spirit of wisdom. Because Moses had laid hands on him. And watch this. And the people hearkened unto him. Like the way they listened to Moses. That means when they laid hands on him, even honor came upon him. Listen, laying on of hands, it means you broke right, Abraham. A man of God lays hands on you, and then the respect he carries will begin to follow you. They will respect you the way they respect him. Receive an impartation. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, somebody shout the gift of God. Come on, say it again, the gift of God. Come on, shout it again, the gift of God. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7. Wherefore I put you to remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is given you by the putting on of my hands. Stop there. Man of God, the thing is called the gift of God, but it was put into Timothy by a human being's hand. It is the gift of God, but it was put into a human being by another human being's hand. I know sometimes you say, oh, I don't need any man. Paul is telling Timothy, he said, Timothy, I put you to remembrance, stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my word. Hands. What is that gift of God? 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 Verse 7 tells us what the gift of God is. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That means when I lay hands on you, you receive power, you receive love, and you receive the sound mind. You cannot be without a gift. I know God can give it to you direct. But if he has blessed somebody and anointed somebody to impart it unto you, why are you without a gift? If you want to become a very powerful preacher, anointed preacher, go to somebody who is a powerful preacher, an anointed preacher, and say, lay hands on me. Even Simon the sorcerer knew that. Even Simon the sorcerer knew that impartations are possible. Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Acts 8, 17. A magician. The Bible said, then laid they their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. The apostles laid hands on the people of Samaria, the believers of Samaria, and they received the Holy Ghost. Verse number 18. When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Cha-cha. Aquino saw that through the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was given. That means if they didn't lay hands, the Holy Ghost would not be given. I know there are times the Holy Ghost comes upon people without anybody laying hands, but in many instances, God uses a person. Verse 19. Awesome statement. Full of foolishness but wisdom. Say, give me also this power. Give me also this power. Give me also this power. I know you have the ability to give this power. Because God has delegated you with the authority and the mandate to give this power. Why he says don't lay hands on anybody suddenly is because when you lay hands on people suddenly, the gift will be transferred. If you want, you take your account, do online banking, and by mistake, transfer money. When Isaac laid hands on Jacob and gave him the blessing instead of Esau, and he went, and Esau rather, who was to receive the blessing, came. He told him, you know what? Your brother has taken it away. I have given him the tenfold blessing. And when he begged his father gave him a fivefold blessing. Half. Adianoko. Some people go to a meeting and they are broke. And they are saying, today, if this man of God lays hands on me, my finances will change. You will see him with five Ghana cities. Put it down. Kneel down. Hands are put on him. They think he's a madman. After 5 years, something has changed. Am I talking to somebody? Give me also this power. Acts 8. So that upon whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. The reason why Peter rebuked him was not because the request was wrong. It was not because of the money. The reason he was rebuked is because his heart was not right. But if the heart was right, and he didn't think he could buy the gift of God with money, God would have answered him. may you receive. In the name of Jesus. Wherefore I put thee to remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in you, by the putting on of my hands. Let me take another scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. And after this, I'm left with my last scripture. Somebody clap your hands. Now look at this. Until I come, give attendance to reading. Every anointed person is a reader. Because an anointing on an empty head leads to smoke. Until I come, give attendance to what? Exhortation and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. When they lay hands on you, something happens. He said, let me have a double portion of the spirit that is on you. He said, if you see me go, you have it. Listen, anything you don't have, and you really don't have it, it is because you didn't take it. No lack has an excuse. Those of you that want to write something, sing something, record something, say something, receive that anointing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It was Paul who said, that which I received, that I deliver unto you. Receive it. I said, receive it. I said, receive it. I said, receive it. Last scripture. Ecclesiastes 9:8. And Saul of Tarsus was in Damascus praying, blind, fasting 3 days, still blind, no Holy Ghost, until God told a man, Ananias. He said, Ananias, arise and go to Damascus. There is a man there. He is fasting and praying, but nothing has happened to you. Go and lay hands on him. His eyes will be open. He will receive the Holy Ghost. I see that God has been waiting for today. Somebody has to lay his hands on you, and God sent me to do that, and your life will change. Come on, shout it! Yes. Oh, I'm praying. Saul was looking for the donkeys. Saul, looking for the donkeys. Until his servant said, boss, there is an honorable man in this city. If only we can go to him, he will tell us where the donkeys are. Listen, Onipabi Ohwa, Nyame has blessed him for you. And I know, but that is why he made man in his own image. Ecclesiastes 9:8. Your lack of anointing has no excuse. Let thy garments be always white, and let your head lack no ointment. That means unya anointed is your fault. Unya healed is your fault. Is any sick among you, let him call the elders. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. And if you are sick, it's your fault. You are not anointed, it's your fault. You are not blessed, it's your fault. There are faith dispensers, oil dispensers, anointing dispensers, healing dispensers, ability dispensers, transformation dispensers. And we are standing here as dispensers of God's grace and power. And a dispensation, a stewardship has been given unto us to minister the grace of God into your life. May you receive an impartation of spiritual gift.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.